The following is a seminar entitled Crisis Resolution, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 13th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha
So, our topic, how to avoid crisis in spiritual life. Actually, crisis cannot be avoided. Because, as it is stated, padam padam yadyaputam natesham. There is danger in at every step in this material existence. So, you must face crisis. So, the real title should be How to Handle Crisis in a Transcendental Way. Because if you know how to handle crisis in a transcendental way, you see, you won't be devastated by it. Actually, those who are expert transcendentalists, they use crisis as a springboard to advance even higher in Krishna consciousness. In America, there is one saying, I don't know how it translates, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going. In other words, times of peril bring out the heroic qualities. Times of danger.
Kitaip sakant, pavojaus sąlygos, pavojaus akimirkos, jos iš tikrųjų žmoguje iššaukia herojiškas savybės.
That's when heroes are made.
Būtent tokiose situacijose gimsta herojai.
When there is a great crisis, a great danger.
Kai vyrauja didelė krizė, didelis pavojus.
And someone handles it in the proper way, then they become a hero, you see.
Ir kažkas tą krizę perina, priima tinkamai, perina ją, tada jis tampa herojumi.
So we could also title tonight's seminar How to Be a Hero.
Todėl galėtume pavadinti šiandienos seminarą Kaip būti herojumi.
We want to teach you all how to be heroes.
Norim visus pamokyti kaip tapti didvyriais.
That when crisis comes, you're not devastated by it. Now, we have a lot of people coming. There's all this empty space. Please, you all men, fill in this empty space here. So those, we can, there's people, it's filling up in the back, and we need to make room for the people. Move in this empty space here. Yeah, fill in the empty spaces. There's room for one or two men right back in here. Yeah. Come in this empty space here. You men who just came in, you sit over in here. And others can sit in those spaces. You can come over here. Over, you can come here. Yeah. And you can go beside him. Yeah, yeah. That way, and it's, others can fit in here. See, yeah, that's right. This is called properly utilizing the space. You see, don't leave empty spaces in the front. Yeah, very good. So, what is the secret then? When crisis comes, how do you deal with it? Well, the simple thing is you have to remember Krishna. But how do you do that? The way is you have to see that not a blade of grass moves without the will of Krishna.
Ir būdas tai padaryti yra suprasti, kad matyti, kad net ir žalelės galiukas nepajuda be Krišnos valios.
Nothing happens outside of his arrangement.
Niekas nevyksta automatiškai be viešpatės plano.
So when a difficulty or a crisis comes, you have to see Krishna has arranged this for me.
Ir kai krizė ar sunkumai ateina, turime galvoti, Krišna suplanavo man būtent tai.
For a purpose.
Tam tikrų tikslų.
And what is that purpose?
Ir koks tas tikslas?
Does Krishna hate you? He wants to punish you?
Ar Krishna nekenčia jūsų, nori jūs bausti?
No.
Ne.
You're his beloved son or daughter.
Jūs esat jo mylimas sūnus ar dukra.
Krishna doesn't, he's, even though you've offended him in so many ways, he doesn't have any hatred for you. He loves you and he's trying to bring you back to him, his kingdom. So, when a crisis comes, you have to see how can I utilize this to increase my Krishna consciousness.
Ir kai ateina krizė, turime žiūrėti, kaip aš galiu ją panaudoti, kad padidinti savo Krishna sąmonę.
Because actually it was arranged by Krishna just for that purpose.
Nes iš tikrųjų ji buvo suplanuota pačio Krishnos būtent tam, tuo tikslu.
It was arranged to help you increase your Krishna consciousness.
Ji buvo suplanuota tam, kad padėtų jum pagilinti savo Krishna sąmonę.
It could be anything.
Tai gali būti.
It could be an automobile accident.
Automobilio
It could be the death of a family member.
Šeimos nario mirtis.
It could be you've just been told you have terminal cancer by the doctor.
Arba daktaras jums tik pranešė, kad jums vėžys mirtinas.
It could be you have some health crisis.
Ar sveikatos problema.
Some, you know, irreversible, incurable health problem that you have to deal with the rest of your life.
Nepagydoma, reiškia, panašiai liga, kurią visą gyvenimą turėsit kentėti.
So how do you take it? Do you get angry, Krishna, why did you do this to me? See, that doesn't work. You shouldn't sit with your back to the deities. You should sit this way and you should sit that way, yeah. So, people do that, see, they want to blame God. Instead of realizing this is my own reaction for past sins, they want to blame God. Krishna, I've been so good, why are you doing this to me?
Žmonės jie nori kaltinti Krishna, nesuprastami, kad tai tik pasiekmė už jų pačių darbus praeities.
But that's the wrong thing.
Bet tai yra klaidingas dalykas.
Don't ever get angry at Krishna. Why did you do this to me?
Niekada nesupykite ant Krishnos, kodėl taip darai su manimi.
You should think, actually, I've been such a scoundrel, such a rascal, that I deserve much worse than this. But Krishna has made it easy on me, you see. Actually, there's a story in this connection. There was one time a king. And this king, he had a prime minister. And this prime minister was very Krishna conscious. Whenever anything happened, he would say, Your Majesty, whatever Krishna does is all right. I mean, he was really, really Krishna conscious Prime Minister. So one day the king had an accident and he cut off his little finger. The Prime Minister said, Your Majesty, don't worry about it. I mean, whatever Krishna does is all right. And he said, What? I lost my finger and you said it's all right? You rascal. Into the dungeon with you. So he put his Prime Minister in the dungeon. He was so angry at his Prime Minister. So you know the Kshatriyas, they go hunting in the forest. They have to remain skillful in the killing art, you see. That's their duty, to protect their citizens. So for practice, they go to the forest and kill the wild animals that harass the sages. So the king, he usually went with his prime minister, but now the prime minister was in the dungeon, so the king went without the prime minister this time. So it just so happened, the king was kidnapped by some dacoits, some gundas. They were worshippers of goddess Kali. They would capture people and they would offer them as human sacrifice to goddess Kali. So the king was in a big trouble, you see. They were getting him ready to kill him, to make him a sacrifice, a human sacrifice to goddess Kali. So they made all the preparations. They're just about ready to kill him. But then they looked at his hand. They said, Oh no, he's missing a finger. We can't offer him to goddess Kali. She'll be furious. What to do with him now? Well, just let him go. We'll get somebody else that has all their fingers. So the king couldn't believe it. And he was thinking, yes, the prime minister said whatever Krishna does is all right. He became so happy, he felt so appreciative for his prime minister. He went back to the palace as quickly as he possibly could. He went down into the deep, dark corner of the dungeon where the prime minister was locked up. He personally opened the dungeon door to let the prime minister out. But he was amazed when he saw the prime minister. He was chained to the wall. It was horrible. But he was just sitting there, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 in transcendental bliss. The king said, I'm so sorry. I have punished you in this way. You've done nothing wrong. You have given me the proper advice. That whatever Krishna does is all right. I went to the on hunting and the dacoits were going to kill me. But because I lost my finger, my life was spared by Krishna's mercy. So you are right, my dear Prime Minister. But why are you not angry with me? He asked the Prime Minister. He said, Your Majesty, as you know, I always accompany you though on those hunting trips. And I have all my fingers. Whatever Krishna does is all right. So, In this way, the prime minister was saved because he was put in the dungeon. So by Krishna's perfect arrangement, the king and the prime minister are both saved, you see. So in this way, try to see those things that happen to you in your life, they are by the perfect arrangement of Krishna. For the purpose of bringing you back to His eternal kingdom. You are not meant to rot in this cycle of birth and death. You are meant to regain your eternal, original identity in the spiritual world. Do you think that you're that body? Do you think that you're male? Or do you think that you're female? Well, I can tell you, you're wrong. You're not your body. You're not male. You're not female. That is just a covering of the actual eternal spiritual self residing within your body. So, Krishna is very kind. He's arranging your life in such a way that you can wake up from the false identification with that rotting corpse. So you can come out of all misery and come into the state of pure transcendental bliss. So if you understand these principles and you regularly take shelter of the Lord by chanting His holy names, when crisis comes, you'll be trained, you'll know what to do. You won't panic because you know exactly what you're supposed to do. A crisis has come. Now I simply have to take shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, by elevating your consciousness to the transcendental plane, you will rise beyond the plane of crisis. Actually, I have a little secret to tell you. We are always in a state of crisis in this material world. Sometimes when the crisis is not so bad, we think that things are pretty good. But actually, we are in a state of crisis at every minute. From the moment of birth until the moment of death, we are in a constant state of crisis. If you were captured by those dacoits and they were getting ready to sacrifice you to Goddess Kali, would you feel that you're in a crisis? Of course you would. They're getting ready to kill you. So there is another dacoit known as the material nature, which has captured you and is getting ready to kill you right now. You're being prepared for death right now by the material nature. So don't tell me you're not in a crisis right now. You have to realize you're already in a crisis, because you're in the hands of the material nature, which is preparing you for death. So the good news is you can come out of the, just like the king, get out of the hands of the dacoits. You can get out of the grip of this material nature. By taking shelter of Krishna and his spiritual energy. The spiritual energy has appeared in the form of the transcendental sound vibration as we call out to it, Hare. And Krishna has appeared in the form of his name, Krishna. So if you will call out to the Lord's energy and to the Lord himself, Hare Krishna, you will be liberated from the clutches of the material nature which is preparing you for death. And if you will seriously take up this process of chanting by surrendering yourself to the bona fide spiritual master, by taking initiation from him, at the moment of initiation, you will achieve immortality. You will be liberated from your material body, provided you follow his instructions strictly. So we have a process here that will completely end your crisis. Now it's up to you. Do you want to remain in the crisis, or do you want to get liberated from the crisis? We're not going to force you. We just want you to know what your choices are, that's all. You don't have to resign yourself to getting sick, getting old, and dying. You can be liberated from that right now. All you have to do is understand that Krishna is the Supreme Person, and that his activities are transcendental, beyond this material existence. You can read all about Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. We have many books here. Those of you who do not have our books, how many of you do not have our books yet? Does anybody not have our books? Everyone has the books, some of our books. Let's see how many have the books. Everyone who has the books, raise your hand. Okay, good. Very good. So read these books. By reading these books of Srila Prabhupada, you'll become liberated from this material body. And by strictly following these books, you'll become liberated, fully liberated in this very lifetime. So that when crisis comes, you'll say, thank you, Krishna, for blessing me with this opportunity to advance myself in Krishna consciousness even more. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Kodėl kartais būna, kad bakai pradeda praktikuoti ir jam labai ekstatinė praktika būna, labai tokia viskas sekasi, bet už kiek metų ar kažkokio laiko atsitinka, kad vėl dingsta dvasinis skonis ir jie vėl pradeda visi materialinė veikla, įstoja praktikuoti.
What is the reason that sometimes a devotee he practices for some time and has a taste, but later the taste disappears and he goes to material life again?
Because he was committing offenses against Vaishnavas. We have to learn how to love the Vaishnavas. It's very important. If you want to love Krishna, if you want to awaken love of Krishna, you have to learn how to love the devotees. Yeme bhakta jana partha na me bhaktas chachai danaha mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhakta mata mata. Krishna clearly explains. The one who is my devotee, He is not my devotee.
Tas, kuris yra mano atsidavęs, jis nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my actual devotee.
Bet mano atsidavusio atsidavęs, jis yra iš tikrųjų.
So, how much are you the devotee of Krishna's devotees?
Kiek jūs esate atsidavusio atsidavęs?
How much are you enlivened to serve them?
Kiek esate trokštat jam tarnauti?
That is your advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Tai parodo pažangą Krishna sąmonėje.
So, a devotee is very eager to be a part of a movement like ISKCON. Because there's so much opportunity for serving Vaishnavas here. Especially to serve the topmost of all Vaishnavas. His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paryavajakacharya, Astatarasadashishimad, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, Tridandi Go, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. So, they leave because they didn't learn how to love the devotees. It's a simple thing. So, how do you teach someone to love devotees? Do you say, well, you better love the devotees or you're going to fall down? No. You give that person your love. Let him taste your love. Let him feel how wonderful it is to be loved by a devotee. And then he will be inspired to give love to others because you gave your love to him. Next question. Yeah.
Bet tai reiškia, jeigu reikia mylėti atsidavus, tai reiškia, reikia mylėti kiekvieną žmogų irgi, taip pat kiekvieną gyvą būtybę, nes kiekvienoje gyvą būtybė yra paramatma, tai yra Krišnos dalelė, reikia gerbti kiekvieną, reiškia, gyvą būtybę, nes tai yra tipogi Krišna yra. Tai, nes ir jie irgi yra bakti, tik jos skiria laikas.
Does it mean that we also have to love all the living entities, because all are originally devotees?
Yes, that is preaching. The preacher, he loves everyone. That's why he wants to spread this movement and save them all from their suffering condition. Yeah. He can't tolerate to see one person caught up in illusion. The Vaishnava wants to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Any other question? Let's see. All right, your turn. It's all up here. Is there any more questions in the back? I got all my questioners up here. Okay, go ahead.
Gelbėtojų kursuose ir tokį pavyzdį davęs, kaip jeigu žmogus kesta, jeigu jisai gali tiesiog prieina prie žmogus ir jisai panikui, jam reikia užvuošti gerai, duoti. Jisai tada į vietą, o jeigu ne, kaip mūtės minėjo, kad sako, kad jisai, tai ir kartu su gelbėtojų. Nuskęsta. Taip pat ir taip, jeigu atsidavęs, taip aš supratau iš kitos, kaip man sakė, kad jeigu žmogus atsidavęs papuola į tokią krizę, kažkokią tai ieškės, tai galvus, kad jisai kaip tokiai panikui, tai čia reikia laukti kažkokią, ar iš Krišnos, ar iš atsidavęs, tai tokias pyrio stipraus.
Klausimas buvo toks, kad kaip mokytas minėjo, kad davė pavyzdį, kad gelbėtas, kai išgelbėjo skęstinti, tai kartais skęstintis panikuoja ir bijo gelbėto, todėl geras variantas yra jam trinktel tam skęstančiam ir tiesiog jį reiškia ištemti. Ir kartais atsidavė, patenka į tas krizės ir jie kaip tie panikuojantis kestantieji ir ko jam tikėtis, ar kokios pagalbos iš Krišnos, ar atsidavusių, kaip jam tikėtis, ar jam reikėtų irgi užvožti.
You have mentioned that when one is trying to save a drowning person, that person he may be afraid because of his panic. And it is a good technique to a little bit like by force do something for him, like
sometimes. Yeah.
And also, when the devotee gets in crisis, should he expect this kind of help from Krishna and devotees if he is in panic?
Hmm. Well, it may come, it may not come. God helps those who help themselves. Don't be lazy and just say, well, I'm in Maya, I'm just going to wait for somebody to pull me out of Maya. That sparrow who lost her eggs, did she wait for Garuda to come? No. Garuda came, that's a fact. But she didn't wait for Garuda. She didn't even ask for Garuda. She was determined to dry up that ocean. So you shouldn't think, well, I'm in Maya, but my Gurmaraj is coming here in 3 months, so I'll just go ahead and be in Maya for the next 3 months. And Gurmaraj comes, he'll save me. If you try to play that game, Gurmaraj may never come. If the sparrow had not tried to dry up the ocean, Garuda would never have come. He came because he heard how much they were laughing at his little sister for her attempt to dry up the ocean. So you must always remember, God helps those who help themselves. You make the endeavor to control your senses. When someone takes flying lessons, learning how to fly the airplane, they're always very comfortable because their flying instructor is there with them flying the airplane, you see. But on their final flight of their course, they have to take a solo flight without the instructor in the plane with them in order to get their pilot's license. So, at the time of death, you have to fly your own airplane. So I would suggest you learn how to fly it right now. Because death can come at any minute. Next question. Oh, the questions are all right here. It's gradually warming. Okay, go ahead.
What qualification one should have to get initiation?
16 rounds, 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and strictly following the four regulator principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. And a desire to get out of the cycle of birth and death. We recommend anyone who has those qualifications to take shelter of one of our ISKCON gurus and become initiated. As soon as possible. The sooner the better. Because death can come at any time. And if you want the best, if you want to be able to go back to God at the time of death, you need to have that diksha from a bona fide spiritual master to protect you. Next question. Yeah.
Many Christians state that Jesus Christ is a supreme person, but not God. How to understand this?
That is a contradiction.
Tai yra toks nesutapimas.
God is the supreme person.
Dievas yra aukščiausias.
The Bible never says that Jesus is the supreme person.
Biblija niekad nesako, kad Jėzus yra aukščiausias.
Bible says he is the son of the supreme person, the son of God.
sako, kad jis yra sūnus, Dievo sūnus.
Actually, there's no contradiction between the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna declares that he is God the Father. And the Bible declares that Jesus is God the Son. So there is perfect harmony between Father and Son. Jesus Christ is a pure Vaishnava. He is a Shaktivesh avatar, just like Prabhupada. He's a powerful Vaishnavacharya. But they have misunderstood his teachings. They have polluted them with all these material ideas. He started his Christian movement as a protest against the killing of the animals in the temples. Just as Buddha started his movement to stop the animal slaughter, Christ also was trying to stop animal slaughter. But now these so-called Christian rascals, they're operating huge slaughterhouses. And they are proudly thinking that they are Christians. They are not Christians. We are the real Christians. Any other questions? Anyone in the back? All right, we're moving back a little bit here. Okay.
I have heard such a thing as Guna Sankirtana, Nama Sankirtana, and Rupa Sankirtana. Could you explain more about these things?
Nama Sankirtana, that I know, that's Lord Chaitanya's movement. I've never heard of Guna and Rupa Sankirtana. Of course, it is Rupa Sankirtana, yeah. Because we are Rupa Nugas. So we are followers in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. So this is also Rupa Sankirtan. But Guna Sankirtan. Guna means the modes of nature. That sounds like the Sankirtan of the Mayavadis when they have the Sankirtan. That's Guna Sankirtan. They think they are Krishna, you see. And they have Sankirtan, the congregational chanting, you see. So that's the Guna Sankirtan. And the Mayavadis have Sankirtan, that is called Guna Sankirtan. Any questions from anyone who hasn't asked a question yet? All right.
Shri Gurudev, it is quite easy, well, not easy, but possible to serve Krishna and spiritual master, but it is, and respect to some extent them, but it's very difficult to respect all the devotees because you feel like prouder.
Because you feel what?
Because you feel sometimes that you are higher than them, proud.
Now, wait a minute. It's not difficult to respect all the devotees. It's not difficult. The fact, of course, one should always feel they are higher than me. That's a fact.
Ir iš tikrųjų nėra sunku gerbti visus. Aš dar klausimą išversiu, kažko klausiu. Question.
That is the etiquette, the mood.
I will translate a question.
Yeah.
Aš paklausiu, kad sakau, dvasinį moktą ir Krishna, nu, daugiau ir mažiau nėra taip sunku gerbti, reiškia, bet visus vaišnavus, tai yra gan sunku gerbti, nes kartais galvoju, kad esi aukščiau, reiškia, kažkaip už kažkokį vaišnavą, panašiai. Ir moktas sako, iš tikrųjų, tai nėra taip sunku, tai yra etiketo klausimas.
But it's also stated in the scriptures there are three different categories of Vaishnava: Kanishta Adhikari, Majjhima Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. So someone who is actually properly situated in Krishna consciousness, they should be able to discern what is their level and what is the level of the others. So that means a devotee can actually see that he's more advanced than another devotee. But what will be the symptom of his being more advanced than the other devotee? I'm more advanced than you are. Ha 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 ha. No. The actual advanced devotee, he feels himself very humble servant of the other
Vaishnavas.
The more you feel yourself to be the humble servant of the devotees, that is your advancement. So if you don't feel that you're the humble servant of all the devotees, that means you're a Kanishta Adhikari. But if you actually feel that you're a humble servant of all the devotees, then you're becoming an advanced devotee. If you're proud, that means you're not advanced. And if you're genuinely humble, then you're actually developing true advanced qualities.
Bet jeigu iš tikrųjų tas nuolankumas yra tikras, neapsimestinis, tai reiškia, kad iš tikrųjų tas gerasias savybės išsukdotis ir tobulėjo.
Prabhupada was the most advanced.
Prabhupada buvo pats labiausiai pažengęs.
Therefore we call him Prabhupada.
Dėl to mes jį vadinam Prabhupada.
The master at whose feet all the masters sit. He's the master of the masters.
Jis yra, reiškia, visų šeimininkų šeimininkas.
But yet he said, I consider myself to be the disciple of my disciples.
Bet jis pasakė taip, kad aš laikau save savo mokinių mokiniu.
I see all of my disciples as my spiritual masters.
Matau visus savo mokinius kaip mano dvasinius mokinius.
Because I have to serve them by delivering them back to home, back to Godhead.
Nes aš turiu tarnauti jam, gelbėdamas juos ir vesdamas pas Dievą.
So the more you see that all of the devotees are my prabhus, they are all my masters.
Kuo labiau galit matyti, kad visi bhaktai yra mano prabhu, šeimininkai.
Then you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. The Matajis, that's also a different type of Prabhu, you see. The mother is also a Prabhu. Just like Guru, Krishna obeyed his Guru Maharaj, Sandipani Muni. He also followed the instructions of Guru Mataji also, the wife of Sandipani Muni. So we see everyone. We see the all the devotees there are Prabhus. Whether they are Prabhu or Mataji, it doesn't matter. Everyone is our Prabhu, our master. We have to serve everyone. So any other questions?
My question is how to develop these qualities, because if one does it artificially by force, then it becomes very heavy thing, and he may even fall down because it will be so difficult.
I many times given the example of my godbrother Gargamuni Prabhu. He's one of the lucky devotees who joined at 26 Second Avenue in the very beginning. There's just a small handful of devotees with Prabhupada. They didn't even call him Prabhupada yet. He was known as Swamiji. So every evening, or actually it was three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening, Swamiji would come down from his apartment to give a Bhagavad Gita class. So when Swamiji would enter the room, everyone would bow down. That's the etiquette. When you see Guru, then you offer your obeisances immediately. When you see him, immediately offer obeisances. So, but Gargamuni, he said, I don't feel, it doesn't feel natural to me, so I'm just not going to do it. You know.
bet Gargamunis pagalvojo, kad nu man tai visai nenatūralu, aš nesilenkiu.
I don't want to do something that's artificial.
Nenoriu daryti to, kas man dirbtina.
I'm a natural man.
Natūraliai noriu elgtis.
So he asked Prabhupada when the question and answers. He asked Swamiji. He says, Swamiji, when you enter the room, everyone bows down, but I do not bow down. Because for me, it doesn't feel natural, Swamiji. Is that all right? Prabhupada said, no, you must bow down. He said, because by bowing down, then the natural feeling will come. So even if you don't feel any love for the devotees, you act as, just pretend that you have love for them and act as you, as if you, act like you would if you'd loved them. Like an actor on the stage. If I love this, if I actually like the love this devotee, how would I treat him? Just act like them. And you know what? Actually, in your heart, you have pure love for every single living entity. In your heart, you are a pure devotee. It's simply covered by six enemies right now. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. If you simply practice the sadhana bhakti of doing your duty in relation with devotees by acting in a loving way, just as the sun burns away the fog. Today we were driving from Kaliningrad to Kaunas in the early morning. It was very foggy and dangerous on the road, you see. We couldn't always see very far. It was very low visibility because the fog on the road, you see. But when the sun came, all the fog was burned away, you see. So if you engage in these sun-like activities of bhakti yoga, serving prasadam to the devotees, appreciating when the devotee serves you prasadam, giving gifts to the devotees, appreciating it very much when they give you a gift, revealing your heart to the devotees and opening your heart to them when they want to open to hear, when they open their heart to you. If you will do these six items of loving exchange given by Srila Rupa Goswami, then that lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, which is covering you right now and making you a selfish, unloving sort of person, will all be burned away, and your natural love for Krishna and the devotees will become fully manifested. And you'll be the happiest person in the whole universe. Try it, you'll like it. All right, next question. Anyone in the back over here? Okay, we're moving back now. Right?
Supranti, kad nieko negali daryti, kai pradedi formuoti mintis, kurios galėtų norus, tu matai, kad tu nesugebi net norų formuoti, tai nuo ko turi pradėti?
You have mentioned that we should make our own endeavor to liberate ourselves, but also that we cannot do anything actually, and even we cannot desire independently. So how we should start, make our endeavor?
Actually, you are the architect of your own destiny.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs esate savo likimo kalvis.
Because, my dear sir, you have a choice at every minute.
Nes, brangus sere, jūs turite vis laik pasirinkimą.
Whether you want to be in the material energy or the spiritual energy.
Viena iš dviejų, ar tai materialioji energija ar dvasinė energija.
It's a fact that one who is in the material energy, he loses independence. That's a fact.
Tai faktas. Žmogus, kuris su materialiai energijai gyvena, tai jis praranda bet kokią laisvę.
He's been carried along he's being carried by the modes of nature just like a puppet. That's a fact.
Jį kaip lėlė, reiškia, valdo gamtos gūnus.
But you have the power.
Bet jūs turit galę.
To say, I don't want to be under this material energy anymore.
Pasakyti, kad aš nebenoriu daugiau būti šitoj materialioj gamtoj.
You have that free choice at every minute.
Turite kiekvieną minutę, akimirką tą laisvę pasirinkti.
I'm tired of being Maya Devi's little puppy dog.
Man jau atsibodo būti Maya Devi's, reiškia, šuniuku.
I want to become free. I want to become liberated.
Noriu tapti laisvas, išsivadavęs.
Now, what's going to give you the idea to even do that?
Ir kas duos jums tokį norą tai padaryti?
It's just like sometimes your car battery goes dead, right? What do you do? I don't know what you call it here. In America, they call it a jump start. Somebody else puts their battery, you put the wires between the two cars, you see. They call it jump start. So, if you come in contact with a bona fide guru, you see, even if your spiritual battery is dead,
net jeigu jūsų ta dvasinė baterija visiškai negyva.
In his contact you can jump start your car, you see.
Su juo sukontaktuodami jūs galite pasikrauti savo tą bateriją.
He will give you a jump start.
Jis duos tą jums, kaip sako.
That is the power of a bona fide spiritual master. He can give you a spiritual jump start just by his mercy.
Savo malonės dėka jisai duos tą pakrovimą bateriją.
Now what you do with it, that's up to you.
Ir ką jau paskui darysit su tuo, tai jau priklausys nuo jūsų.
You can say, who was that crazy man anyway?
Gali pasakyti, kas tas pamišęs žmogus.
He's just some proud egotist, he's talking all these big fancy words.
Tik šiaip kažkoks išdidus žmogus kalba kažkokius čia.
See, then you won't get any benefit.
Tada negausit jokio naudos iš to.
But if you realize, I just came in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. And he just blessed me with his causeless mercy. Let me take advantage of that gift I received from him. He has just planted the seed of Krishna Prema within my heart. So now let me water that seed by regularly chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And let me make sure that I keep all the weeds out of my heart by strictly avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling.
Ir taip pat atsargiai, būti atsargiam, kad nepritiktų pikžolių, tai yra mėsos valgymas, alkoholis ir kiti dalykai.
And let me build a strong fence around the garden of my heart so that no offense towards Vaishnavas can ever enter into my heart.
Ir taip pat pasirūpinti, kad būtų pastatyta labai tvirta tvora, pro kurią Vaishnavų įžeidimai, kaip pasiutęs dramblys, neįbėgtų.
If you will do this,
jeigu tai padarysit,
I guarantee you, you'll become a pure devotee.
Garantuoju, kad tapsi tyras atsidavęs.
But as they say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Bet kaip sako, žiūrėkit dovanotą arklį į dantis.
When opportunity comes,
kai ateina proga,
if you don't take advantage of it,
jeigu nepasinaudojat ją,
well, it was just your own foolishness.
Tai tiesiog jūsų pačio kvailumas.
Krishna is giving you his mercy at every minute.
Krishna duoda savo malonę kiekvieną akimirką.
You just have to take advantage of it.
Tiesiog reikia pasinaudoti ją.
And get yourself out of this hellish material existence.
Ir išsivaduoti iš šitos pragariškos materialiaus.
Does that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą?
Does it?
Ar atsako?
You're satisfied?
Ar patenkintas atsako?
Or do you still have further question? Huh?
Now I have to think and understand it.
All right. So you're welcome to, if you have further questions on it, you can write me. Here's my email address.
He has.
He has it, okay. You can always write me. I'll be happy to help you further.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a question back here now, okay?
But sakykime, viena iš paskutinių mokytis, kaip tik minėjo, kad mes jau esame materialiai gamtai iš dvasinio, reiškia, pasaulyje. Tai reiškia, kokia tada prasmė siekti atsivadavimą, jeigu vis tiek yra galimybė, reiškia, kad mes ten, reiškia, patekti, vėl užsiviršėm iš to gero gyvenimo, reiškia, ir vėl pulsim tą materialią gamtą. Reiškia, gal bus didesnis toks ratas, reiškia.
You have mentioned that we can become liberated from this world by practicing bhakti yoga, but you have also said that we came from the spiritual world. So can it happen so that if we go back home and then again we come back here and it will be the same cycle of birth and death?
Well, because the living entity is eternally independent.
Kadangi gyvas yra amžinai nepriklausomas.
You could come a second time.
Galėtumėt ir antrą kartą ateiti.
But there's a saying, once burned, twice shy. A foolish child, he may stick his hand in the fire once. But after he burns his hand, he won't stick his hand a second time. So you have stuck your hand once in the fire. I don't think you will want to make the same mistake twice.
Ir nemanau, kad norėsit antrą kartą padaryti tokią pat klaidą.
Once you get back to God. You could if you wanted to, but I don't think you want to.
Jūs galėtumėt, jeigu tai norėtumėt, bet nemanau, kad norėtumėt.
It's up to you, you're independent.
Jei priklausys nuo jūsų, nes nepriklausomybė.
But you have to be pretty damn stupid to fall down twice.
Bet kad antrą kartą nupult, jau reikia būti labai ypatingai kvailam.
All right.
O tai ar tai reiškia, sakykim, kada, nu, žmogus gyvoji sybė papavosi dvasį dangų, tai neatsimina, reiškia, tada tos gyvenimus? Ar mes čia tik neatsiminam savo gyvenimą materialiui, kam tai reiškia, praeitų savo, ar ir dvasinį dangų mes neatsiminsim? Jeigu mes neatsiminsim, tada yra galimybė.
Does it mean that when we go back home, we remember always this life, because if we wouldn't, then we could fall down?
Prabhupada said yes.
Prabhupada sako taip, atsimenam.
One can remember one's activities in the material world.
Prisiminti.
Especially you remember how you were saved by the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. That you remember for sure. I read a letter where Prabhupada confirms that. You remember all the devotional activities you're doing in this world. In fact, you remember tonight's class. You'll have perfect memory of all of your devotional activities. I read a letter, Prabhupada, really like that. So make good memories. Whatever you're doing now, don't create embarrassing memories. Make good memories for yourself. Next question. And anyone in the back there hasn't asked a question? What about in the far back then? Everybody has, I'm going to give equal opportunity to everybody in the back. And the front people are monopolizing it tonight. But all right, go ahead.
Koks yra esminis skirtumas tarp dorobingos veiklos ir sudėjimo tarnybos?
What is the essential difference between pious activities and devotional service?
Yes, pious activities, they are in the mode of goodness.
Dorybinga veikla priklauso dorybės būdui.
And devotional service is transcendental to the modes of nature. For pious activities, you have to come back to the, you have to take birth again to get rewarded. For example, let's say you open a charity hospital. You're a wealthy man, you open a charity hospital, so thousands of people get free medical care. Now, you have to get rewarded for all that free medical care you've given. So that means you get to come back in the material world and take birth and get sick so you can get free medical care from all the people that you gave free medical care to.
Ir tai reiškia, kad reiks ateiti į šį pasaulį, susirgti ir gauti vaistus iš visų tų, kurie jau gavo iš jūsų.
You gave pious benefit to them. Now they're going to get, they have to give the pious benefit to you so they can get free of their karmic debt.
Ir jūs davėte savo turibingus veiklą jam ir jie dabar turės tą patį būti su jumis, kad atstatytų savo skolą.
So pious activities are not necessarily the best thing for one's spiritual life.
Ir darbinga veikla nebūtinai yra geriausias dalykas dvasiniam gyvenimui.
Although they are good in the sense that the idea is to give up being selfish, so they are good in that sense.
Ir jie geri ta prasme, kad žmogus ten stengiasi tapti nesavanaudiškas.
Pious people are more likely to take to Krishna consciousness.
Darbingi žmonės jie labiau linkę priimti Krishna sąmonę.
But sometimes even the most sinful people can take.
Bet kartais net ir patys nuodėmingiausi gali.
Look at Jagai and Madai, they were the most sinful. The important thing is to take up pure transcendental life.
Svarbiausias dalykas priimti yra
transcendentinį gyvenimą. Because piety will not save you at the time of death.
Nes dorybė neišgelbės mirties akimirką.
Next question.
Šiandien ryte iškyla irgi paskaitoj toksai klausimas, taip pat. Ar Krishna sąmonė yra troškimas, noras patenkinti Krishna? Priklauso nuo mūsų noro, kas nors Krishna sąmonė. Tai, kaip pavyzdžiui, labai norime daug knygų išplatinti, nes daug knygų mums Krishna sukūrė daug knygų išplatinti dėl mūsų didelio troškimo. Bet to pačiu kyla ir kitas klausimas, toks jau dar pasakyti yra sakymas, to pačiu.
I wanted to ask that if we have some desire in Krishna consciousness, spiritual desire, so but at the same time, we know that all desires are fulfilled by Krishna, by His mercy. So, does our desire has any power, or it's only Krishna's mercy?
Krishna reciprocates with your spiritual desires.
Krishna, reiškia, jisai atsiliepia jūsų dvasinius norus.
That is His mercy.
Tai yra jo malonė.
So, it's both things.
Tai yra du dalykai.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
So everybody's heard enough now?
Pakankamai prisiklausėte.
Everyone's totally satisfied now. All their questions have been answered.
Ar pilnai
atsakė? Ne, sakoma, apie mokinio nektarę, apie mokinio edukaciją, kaip, kaip čia sakom, dikšiai. Va, ten Rupa pas mami sako, kad yra dviejų tipų dikšas, tai kvalifikacija, kad tu galėtum gauti dėjybės, ir antra kvalifikacija, tai yra, kai žmogus, jisai tampa lygus su Krishna, kad tas antras, ir kaip pas, aš nesupratau skaitydamas ir
in Nectar of Instruction, there is mentioned the qualification of one who is wants initiation. So there it is said,
one who
aspires for initiation. For diksha.
What is the qualification to be to aspire for initiation?
And
to give it.
They give that in Nectar.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And the one qualification is that dikšos, ane, stampa.
Ne, see, dikšos, jiems sutikė. Sutikė, gal dėjybės, o kita reikšmė, tik kad jisai tampa lygus su Krishna.
The two meanings of diksha are given. One is that he, then after diksha, he can worship the deities. And another is that he becomes equal with God, with Krishna. So how to understand, how is he equal with Krishna?
I would like to see the exact quote. It would be easier for me to answer that question. Is there a book here? In English, Nectar of Instruction?
English or
so, is there any other questions while he's getting the book?
You
have mentioned that spiritual desires come from Krishna. So does it mean that all the spiritual desires and spiritual realizations is a plan of Krishna for us?
Krishna's plan for you is that you should become a pure devotee.
Ir Krishnos planas jums yra toks, kad jūs nori, kad taptumėt ir atsidavusi.
Sarvasya chaham sridhi sannavishto mataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. He says, I am seated in the heart of all living beings, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness.
He sako, aš sėdžiu kiekvienos gyvos esybės širdy, ir iš manęs ateina atmintis, užmarštis ir žinojimas.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 15.
Bhagavad Gita, 15 skyrius, 15 tekstas.
So, according to your desire, Krishna gives you.
Taigi, pagal jūsų norą, Krishna duoda jums.
If you want to remember Krishna, he will empower you to remember him.
Jeigu norit atsimint Krishna, jūs įgalins jūs atsiminti.
If you want to go back to him, he will give you all facility how to go back.
Jeigu norite grįžti pas jį, jis duos jums visas, visus įrankius, kaip tai padaryti.
And if you want to forget Krishna, he will give you full facility to forget him also.
O jeigu norite užmiršti Krishna, jis duos jums visas galimybės tai padaryti.
So it is up to your desire.
Ir priklauso nuo jūsų noro.
Man proposes and God disposes.
Žmogus, reiškia, prašo, o Dievas atsako.
He will give you all facility according to your desire.
Jis pagal jūsų norą duos jums visas galimybės įgyvendinti.
He will fill your heart with spiritual desires or material desires according to whether you want Krishna or Maya.
Jis pripildys jūsų širdį arba dvasinių norų arba materialių norų pagal tai, ko jūs norite, ar Krishnos ar Majos.
So now you have the choice. You have to make the choice.
Jūs turit padaryti šitą pasirinkimą.
You choose now.
Jūs pasirinkite.
What do you want, Krishna or Maya?
Krishnos norit ar Majos.
Your choice.
Tai yra jūsų pasirinkimas.
He will fill your heart with material desires or spiritual desires according to your choice.
Ir pagal šį savo pasirinkimą jūs širdis bus pripildyta arba materialių arba dvasinių troškimų.
So I hope you will choose Krishna.
Ir tikiuosi pasirinksit Krishna.
And get out of this rotten material existence.
Ir išsinešdinsit iš šitos supuvusios materialios
egzistencijos.
I wanted to ask if we want Krishna, but also some Maya, also.
That's a crazy question. How could wanting Krishna be Maya? That doesn't make any sense. Desiring Krishna is Maya? What do you mean? Maybe I misunderstood.
She says she wants Krishna, but also some Maya.
Oh, you want Krishna and along with some Maya, you want a mixture. I see. Karma Mishra, you're a Karma Mishra Bhaktan? You want some Bhakti and you want some Maya Shakti along with your Bhakti. Well, I have to tell you one thing. Krishna is a jealous lover.
Krishna labai pavydus įsimylėjėlis.
He doesn't want to share your love with anybody.
Nenori dalintis jūsų meilę su
He wants every ounce of your love.
Nori kiekvienos kruopelytės jūsų meilės.
If you try to cheat him,
jeigu bandysit jį apgaut,
by maintaining your material desires,
išlaikydami materialius troškimus,
you're not going to get away with it.
Nepavyks taip išsisukti.
Because he knows everything that's going on in your heart.
Nes jis žino viską, kas vyksta pas jumis širdy.
Every single thing in your heart, he knows every bit of it. You can't hide anything from Krishna. Therefore, you might as well just become a pure devotee. And forget about these nonsense material desires. Whatever material facility you need to be happy and peaceful, Krishna will give you.
Kokių materialių dalykų jums reiks, kad būti laimingai ir ramiai, tai Krishna duos.
If you need a nice husband, he will give you a nice husband. He will give you everything material you need. You don't have to worry about that.
Jeigu reiks gero vyro, duos ir viso kito materialaus, nereik dėl to rūpintis.
All you have to do is fully surrender to him.
Viską, ką reik daryti, pilnai atsiduoti jam.
And he will give you all material and spiritual facilities to serve him in the best possible way.
Ir jis jums duos visus ir materialius, ir dvasinius, reiškia, įrankius, kad jį geriausiai tarnauti.
Even the Bible confirms this point.
Net ir Biblija patvirtina šį dalyką.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all other things shall be added unto you.
Siek pirmiausiai dvasinės karalystės, o visi kiti dalykai, reiškia, bus ateis patys.
Yeah.
It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna does not eat anything from us, doesn't need anything from us.
Eat?
Does not need.
Need.
Yeah. Mm. But it is said, so does it mean that only we need something from Krishna?
No, only we need to give something to Krishna. Krishna doesn't need anything from us, that's a fact. What you can cook for the Lord in your kitchen. He's being fed by Srimati Radharani. He doesn't need your cooking. But you need to serve him. To purify your heart. To free you from your entanglement in the material nature. He doesn't need your service. Nor do you need anything from him except the opportunity to engage in his service. That's all you need from him. That's why the Hare Krishna mantra is the perfect prayer. My dear Lord, in the energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. That's all you need to serve Krishna. Did you find it?
It's difficult to find yet.
You can bring it to tomorrow morning's class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
It is said that at this age, sankirtana or congregational chanting is the way to become perfect. Mm. But why it is so difficult to get together and to do it like Harinam? Why mostly we choose individual path, like chanting alone?
How often do you have Harinam here?
Kaip dažnai čia Harinamas pas mus? One time in week.
Once a week? Do you go? You come on Harinam every week with the devotees?
He lives far.
Well, that's why it's difficult, because you live so far away. They are doing regularly. But you are not participating. So you should try to find a way that you can come once a week and do Harinam with them. And when you come, they'll become more enthused. They'll be so enthused, they'll start doing twice a week. Who else is not going on Harinam here? If you don't go on Harinam, okay. Now these people, they'll also become enthused. And they will also come. And then that day will come, there will be Harinam every day in Kaunas. Because everybody is be dying, oh, I want to go on Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We just watched a video footage today of Prabhupada on Harinam in the streets of London. I tell you, how many of you were with me and we saw that video? He saw it. I tell you, it ripped my heart apart in ecstasy to see Prabhupada and Harinam. It was a Ratha-yatra festival. And you wouldn't believe the ecstasy of the devotees. There were some Madhavis jumping up and down and dancing. Madhavisa was playing the mridanga. His head was going like this. His mouth was open. He was in total ecstasy. One devotee was just jumping up and down. Everyone's just in ecstasy, going wild in ecstasy. You see, that is Harinam. So, you need to come into town. The devotees will be inspired if you come on Harinam with them. Let's make a Harinam revolution here in Kaunas. Where devotees are saying, when is Harinam? Can I go? Everyone will be very eager for Harinam. Okay, so on that bright note, we will stop. And we're having class tomorrow morning. What time is it? 10 till 8. Class, Bhagavatam class, right? Yeah. And what is tomorrow night's program? Same thing, continuation?
Yeah.
We're having another, what's the topic?
Japa.
How to perfect japa? Tomorrow night, how to make your japa perfect. So you can quickly and easily become a pure devotee. A Mahabhagavat. So everyone come tomorrow night, we're going to teach you how to become a Mahabhagavat. As quickly and as easily as possible. By becoming perfect in your japa. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
His Divine Grace Śrīmān Sankarsan Das Adhikāri Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you very much.